Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We are the University of Louisville, sir. We can get what we want when we want. Period.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Padgett, we need to go back and apologize to him. Hey, that dude won 20 games.
And James Strebel.
I'm on your mind more than Kenny Payne is and his bum squad. How about that?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey! I'm 67 years old. I played for Southern High School. I can make 6 out of 7 jump shots. These guys came from high school, and they can't even hit a shot. I'm 67, can hit 6 out of 7 shots.
All right. Man, I'm phlegmy.
You are.
Why am I so phlegmy today?
It didn't start till late. Like later in the shows when it happened.
It's the 5 o'clock hour. We took like a dinner break there.
Take a long, long
feels
break.
Good, doesn't it?
It
look
does.
At you.
We just sat
You're
back.
All well rested. Yeah. Look at you. You had a little nap.
Had a little nap.
Watched a little basketball. Watching Creighton, Arizona. Two teams that have beat somebody already.
Yeah,
right.
I wish I very
on a neutral
envious.
Floor. They didn't have to. They didn't have to rig it in any way and play.
No.
You know, in a different gym in Maui. They could just
they
play
didn't.
In the same gym. How about that?
I don't know.
What do you think of that?
It makes me a little sad. But
does
look,
it?
There are opportunities.
Well, you got Antonio Reeves playing well today.
He's playing well today.
What's he buying over there? He's buying something?
Yeah.
What are you buying?
I'm just ordering pizza.
Okay.
After the show. Yeah. So I can pick it up. It'll be ready.
We ordered it now, not during the 9-minute break, during the segment.
I just thought of it. Like, because I was trying to get it done real
quick. You're not leaving until 6 o'clock.
I know, but I'm
you can order for the future.
Exactly.
There
pick
you
it up
go.
At 6:30. Boom. I'm ready to go. Place order. I'm done.
Well, you could probably pick it up at 6:15.
I could. Well, I got to stop. I got a beer for the rest of the week.
It's going to take a while.
I'm almost out, so I got to go.
You're almost out?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, I am almost out.
You okay?
So I'm
what are you
fine.
Going with? You going with the Busch Light into the bourbon? I mean, you got to have a day of bourbon.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy like an 18 or 30 pack of Busch Light and then maybe a little bourbon, and then I'll go from there.
Okay.
That sounds like what I'm going to do, and then I'll pick up the pizza, and I'm ready for the weekend, baby.
By
Let's
the way,
go.
I'm looking at it. Kyle Griever. Our guy, Kyle Griever. Tyler Griever.
Yeah.
I think I know a Kyle Griever.
That's probably where
Yeah, because I've almost called him. I think I've called him that before. Tyler Griever brought his lady home with him for the first time.
Oh, wow.
For Thanksgiving. How about that?
I like that from Tyler Griever.
I hope that we're still a show when Jack does that.
Yes.
When Jack has his first Thanksgiving with Katie's family.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
He gets
that'd be fantastic.
To Beth's family. Like,
yeah, how about
this
that?
This is Jack and Beth.
Yeah, you'll have to give him
this
your,
is this is Jack Grossman. What would my your boyfriend.
What would your Thanksgiving save that Jack for the mixtape? what would the Thanksgiving tips be?
Oh, for Jack on his first
for any man who's
for any man
who's,
oh,
who's
well.
Like traveling now.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
To go
this
to the
good.
To not the in laws to go and meet
girlfriend's house.
I don't know
the
if I want to. I don't know if I want to say meet the parents, but the first elongated weekend with the parents.
Oh,
maybe
man.
You met them. They came in town. You had dinner a couple times.
Well,
but you go on a bourbon tour. I don't know what you do, but this is going to be like their house.
Yeah.
It's going to be multiple nights. He got the Jack. You got the sleeping situation.
Yeah, which is always
it's
different.
Always a
what do they allow?
Yeah, what do they
what
allow?
What are they okay with?
What do they not allow?
Yeah.
It's always a question.
Plus, grandparents may be around, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles.
Little aunt, little uncle.
Cousins,
you never know.
There's going to be everybody. Everybody's going to be there.
Well, you hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, so you're not just, you know, like the four of you.
You don't have to do this again and again and again. Like, you have to keep meeting people over and over again. Just get it all done in one shot. I mean.
We've all been there.
Yeah. I guess the first thing is, like, you've got to go. You got to go in, and you can't be, like,
struggling with this.
I am.
Not too drunk?
Well, no. You can't go in. Like, you got to figure out, like, what the drinking situation is.
Right.
Like, are they teetotalers?
Right.
Are you going to the Barnhart's house?
Is that
where you're going? Like,
right.
Can I drink?
Or is it going to be?
Like, I got to put
Woodford.
Shooters in my.
Right. Yeah, right,
or
yeah.
I got to put some shooters in my luggage.
Right. Like, you're going
later.
To Kroger Field.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So I can sneak it for later. Like, you got to find that out first. Like, what's the alcohol
can
situation?
Can you crush a heater out back? There are lots of questions, Jack, you got to go with.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's like, is this like, do I have to dress up? It's like one of these Thanksgivings where I have to dress up. Or can I go in sweatpants? Like, that's important, man. And it's very important. Like,
Jack in his old ratty IU sweatpants.
Shows up and everyone's wearing, like, sweater vests.
Oh,
and
man.
Belts.
Everyone's got Columbia on.
Exactly. Yeah. There's Jack wearing, you know, the white shirt. Yeah. I mean, I'm serious, man.
Everyone has
that's
a belt
important.
On.
That, no, it's important. There's some Thanksgivings where you go, like, people are wearing sweaters. And there are other Thanksgivings you go, and people wear, like,
Jack
basketball
wears a sweater.
Jerseys.
Jack's wearing a sweater Thursday, I guarantee.
Here's what's funny about Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. But no.
My mom, growing up, yep. My mom would make Ethan and I dress up and everyone else would wear sweatpants.
That's not fair to you and Ethan.
I know
I don't
it's
like
not.
That. Yeah, why did she make you guys
when
dress
when you say
up?
Everybody else, like who, like your cousins came over and they were all in sweatpants?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have 25 people at my house tomorrow.
How about that?
Now, are you
it's
dressed
a lot
up tomorrow?
Ones.
I probably wear blue jeans.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. I think that's a good compromise.
Yeah, but see, Jack's different now. He's got his new clothes, so he's got to look good.
That's true.
Jack, but I'm
off.
Saying on a normal year, yeah.
Yeah. So I think those are things you got to find out alcohol situation. You got to find out how should I dress, and you got to find out like okay, what's the political situation with the family too? Because that's
a great
important.
You know what? That's a great point.
That's
a fantastic
point.
If
you're of the opposite political leanings,
right?
Like you just got to shut up.
Yep.
Like you just got to. If you really like the girl and you love her, and you just got to sit there and just shut your mouth. Yeah.
You're saying you be quiet.
So. Yeah, I think so. I think
really?
Until you become more comfortable with the family.
What if the lady is arguing with her parents?
Ooh, that's one of those.
That's
things.
A tough one.
Yeah, because like
that's a tough one.
You want to stand up for the
me
girl,
and Strieble,
but
Jack didn't. I mean, it wasn't like that.
No,
right?
No, not at all.
I never had to worry about politics at all.
No, not
but
at all.
Now I feel like it's a much bigger deal.
It is because like you could talk politics, you know, 20 years ago at Thanksgiving, and like there might be some snarky back and forth, but now it's like you can't walk in the door if you support Trump or if you support Biden. You can't step foot in this house.
Sleepy Joe.
Get out.
You got to have a Sleepy Joe joke.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
ready to go. What's
well,
another thing? Can you play the fence? Can you like come in with both? Can you come in and be like, I got Biden jokes ready to shoot off? I got a little AOC joke.
You got an AOC
come in,
joke. That's
you,
a great point.
Exactly.
Right.
I got a Trump joke or I got a DeSantis joke ready to go. I got a you like Boebert? I don't like Boebert. Neither do I. Ha ha. Here's a joke about Boebert.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
So you have to have an arsenal ready to go.
Jack, you
got
to be able to talk Hannity. You got to be able to talk Maddow. I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to have both, man.
You got to have both.
You're like processing. You listen to Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, just
you watch Maddow.
Just take a month and just one night Fox News, the next MSNBC. Just
you got to do your homework.
Yeah.
Just have a Bill O'Reilly book in your suitcase no matter what.
Just in case. You do homework with Dan Issel. For the Fox News portion of the family.
And then I do homework with Ents.
And then you talk to Ents, and you get the MSNBC.
I'd like for that
some
to be
Joy
a podcast.
Reed.
The MSNBC.
MSNBC.
Ents and Issel talking politics. Sorry, Louie. Get out of the way.
Sorry about that one, Louie.
Talk horse racing.
I feel bad for it.
Secretariat's still the greatest. I remember when I saw Seattle Slew.
Shireman just drilled a three.
You're damn right he did.
I remember seeing Seattle
all the Kentucky, all these Kentucky bums were whining. I cow got Anthony Arias and didn't get Shireman.
Shireman wanted too much NIL.
This is not Louisville.
Good point.
We're not talking about Louisville basketball only.
I wouldn't have liked Shireman in his headband. I wouldn't have liked it.
Really?
I wouldn't
okay.
have.
Well,
I wouldn't have liked it. Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
That was a lie.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked him in his headband and his big sock. Well, you look cool, Baylor. Good for you. He's a full T-shirt guy. I don't know what I think about full T-shirt guys.
What do you think about the big sock?
I don't know what he's doing.
Take the big sock with you to the in-laws?
Thanks, well, you, is that you, wear, you wear one big sock, and they're like, what's that about? Honey? What's he trying to tell us?
Oh, man.
Honey, what's under that big sock?
Now, what do you do with the sleeping situation? Is that something where you know it going in?
You know it going in.
You think you know it going in 9 times out of 10?
Your girlfriend should know.
9 times out of 10, yes. You know it going in.
She should know. Fair enough. She had the sleeping arrangements ready to go. She should be like, you're on the pull-out couch. I'm in my room. That's or you're in the guest room, whatever it is. No, you,
right.
You know your sleeping situation
going into it.
Yes, but if you
little sneak in the middle of the night,
well,
sneak.
Here's the question: like if you're allowed to sleep with your significant other, like there's no funny business, right? Like you can't, like you don't push those boundaries. You stay in bed, you go to sleep, you wake up for breakfast. There's no fooling around, right?
What a terrible thing for people to hear.
I'm just saying.
Jack, in the 5
well,
o'clock
hour. Well, people think about that. It's like, you know, well, okay,
I disagree
we're in the same bed together,
I disagree with you. I disagree with you.
I'm just saying people do like to try to fly too close to the sun, and they get burned, or their wings melt like Icarus. They fall back to Earth. And falling back to Earth is waking up in the next morning.
Like
drinking
Icarus.
Drinking coffee.
Who are you? What are you, Kenny Payne?
Socrates.
Yeah, what are you, Socrates?
Yeah, I'm more of a Plato.
Icarus.
I'm more of a Plato guy.
He's talking about in post game that they're still hurt and that there's a black cloud, and I'm like, stop with the Socrates. I can't take the Socrates press conferences.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. Oh, either, I mean, I want to hear some of what he had to say with Bob. We'll play some of that, but yeah, I can't deal with the philosophical. He's Socrates after every game, and it's old. It's already it got old early, and it's way old now.
You know, the theory behind Socrates is that he wasn't real. That Plato made him up.
I'm not reading any of these texts. I see them. So stupid. Oh, I'm not reading that one either. I disagree with you, by the way.
About what?
What the last topic about, we had.
No, I'm not saying I would, you know, stretch those. There are people out there that are habitual line steppers.
Yeah.
They are. They're wild. And they would try to convince their other, like, hey, let's do a little funny business tonight, and then it would be a disaster. Because you're drinking coffee across the table from Dad, and he may have heard something, and he's scowling at you. And now he hates you, and you don't know why. Then you figure out,
you do know why.
Well, then exactly, you figure that pops in your head like, oh, he may have heard something, and that's that. Relationship over.
I don't think we helped Jack out.
I think we did.
No, I don't think we helped him out. I don't know if we helped him out at all there.
Yeah.
I don't know if we did.
Well, he at least now has a baseline of like things to ask, to prepare for. I think he has that now.
Texas says, Andy, I'm sorry for getting on you for calling the UofL game against Arkansas bottom of the barrel. Every game now is bottom of the barrel. Thank you.
Why are you getting on Andy for that? I mean, it was pretty obvious. You have eyes, don't you? I mean, it's like calling out the most obvious thing. No, it's not. No.
Texter says there's no way any potential in-law is going to regulate me.
See, boom. There you go. I told you. There are those people out there.
I'm reading the rest of that one.
Yeah.
That's detox. Can we go?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What's he saying?
Well, the end of it says, and Pops is going to know it. So.
See? I told you, there are people out there, habitual line steppers.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
He's still out there bagging on Kentucky fans.
I know.
I'm like, what are we doing,
he couldn't
man?
Even put Scott Satterfield in his avatar this
no.
guy. He put Chuck Strong, I don't blame him.
Charlie Strong.
He put Chuck Strong. He put Sand
Three
Daddy.
Coaches ago now. Can we break down this ISIL sound from the 3
Please.
O'clock hour?
Yes,
Is
absolutely.
That fine?
We promised the people we would do this.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's either, I can't yell about UofL basketball.
No, we've got
they play
2 hours and 15
yeah,
minutes.
Pre-game 6 o'clock, tip off 7:30 on 93.9 The Ville and the app and ESPNLouisville.com.
Jody Dieter's got you
in all those places. Ents is still texting us. Are you not in the air, Ents?
Are you going to England or not? Yeah.
Ents?
I think he's just getting out of the post-game shows. That's what I think.
Oh, that's what he's worried about. Yeah, I'm sure that's what he's worried about. Jack's still steaming about Soccer City.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's still not happy about that.
Had to run those boards.
All right, so this is Issel and Louie talking about tofu, and I just want to break all of this down as we sit here getting ready for Thanksgiving. Go ahead.
I do enjoy tofu, but I like it as like part of like a soup or something in Indonesia.
What's in tofu?
It's soybeans.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Why
don't you just go out in the front yard and eat some grass?
I mean, I probably would. I mean,
go out and graze.
Next time you're here, we'll graze together, Dan.
Dan's not even trying to be nice. Trying to be nice about it. It's like, just go eat some grass, Louie. Oh, go man. Graze. That's what I thought.
Texas says any dad would know if Jack's lying or not. Man, it's so true.
Yeah, yeah.
You too.
I'm the same way. No, I can't deny that. No, they would know if I'm lying or not. 100%.
I saw Diener text me, and I'm fearful of what he texts me.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, because, I mean, this conversation is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Strebel's killing marriages across the city. Okay.
I'm not trying to kill a marriage. I'm not trying to kill anything. I want everyone to stay eloped. I'm not trying to kill marriages.
Texas says, does Strebel say he's more of a Play-Doh fan or Play-Toh fan?
Play-Toh. P-L-A-T-O.
Play-Doh.
Yeah, the philosopher.
Give me the Issel. Okay, let's break down the three parts.
Okay.
The one where he scoffs at soybean.
Ugh.
Where he just goes, soybean. That's what I thought.
Right.
That's what I thought. Okay, so that's great.
It's soybeans.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a good primer.
Yeah, it is.
And then he moves on, right, to the grazing joke.
Yes.
Okay, the Louie talked over him, but he stayed patient.
He kept going.
And he got him. This is part two. Go ahead, Jack.
Help you eat.
Yeah.
Eat.
Why don't you just go out in the front yard and eat some grass?
I mean, I probably would. I mean...
Go out and graze.
Next time you're here, we'll graze together, Dan.
Louis sounds so
Jack, can I get the
so neutered.
Go out and graze.
Go out and graze.
Next time you're here, we'll graze together, Dan.
Dan's like, Bissell made him graze. Louis's like, listen, fine.
I will.
Whatever we need to do for Chef Cuts Pizza to be happy with us. I will get on my hands and knees, and I will graze like an animal.
Like livestock.
And in front of Locke's lawn. We get a Locke's lawn.
We'll go to Locke's house.
We'll take him to Locke's house. My Elantra is not allowed to enter the neighborhood, neither is Strebel's.
I'm sure Dana's like a car that can go there.
Yeah, I'm sure
Issel
does.
Either both of them.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah. Jack does, too. Jack's got a new ride. Oh, he's big pimpin'.
Oh, there you go. We had Jack drive us over, and I can just imagine Lachlan McLean standing and staring at his door with Dan Issel looking at Louis Rabeau.
Go out and graze.
Next time you're here, we'll graze together, Dan.
Munching on grass. Carolyn, don't come out here.
How many BBN members would graze if Issel told them to? Issel's like, it's time to be thankful, BBN. I need everyone to go out and graze in the front yard for a couple minutes.
I'd say 40%.
I think you'd do it. I think it's so fun.
Issel would just sit on the porch.
Just watch
in
everyone
chair,
graze.
Have a butt heavy.
Texter says,
Keep grazing, Louie.
Texter says, is Jack going to take that pre-dinner walk with Ethan tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Every Christmas Eve. When I was a kid.
Ethan Moore watching the Louisville Kentucky game?
Not that, Jack. I mean.
I know, pre-dinner walk, yeah.
I just had uncles that would come up from my grandparents' basement. It's like, is that a skunk?
The skunk out
what
there?
Are those uncles doing down there? We can't go down there.
Texas says, go out and graze.
It's the greatest sound.
Oh, man.
He just craps all over tofu and tells him to eat grass. And Louis goes, okay, yes, sir.
Louis looks
What's
like
What's great
Tofu.
Is he spent the previous 5 minutes just crushing Barnhart and Stoops, and then that comes out of nowhere.
So Issel had a great show today, is what it sounds like to me.
Give me more Issel. Yeah, give me more Issel. We have Stoops, we have NIL, Barnhart. Boy,
Mitch has to get on board with the NIL, even if he doesn't like it. I think he has to get on board with the alcohol thing. I mean, what difference does it make? It's kind of like the World Cup, Louis. You can't buy a Budweiser in the stadium, but a mile down the road at the Fan Fest, you can get lubed up all you want.
Correct. Lubed up. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's so hypocritical because the guys, the fat cats that can afford to sit in a suite or a box.
Yeah, the Dan Issels of the world.
They can sit there and drink all day long. But the poor schmuck that's in the upper deck that spent his $40 for his seat or whatever, he can't do it. So it's time for the athletic department at Kentucky to get into the new century.
Issel doesn't know how much a ticket costs.
No, but here's the thing.
Issel
doesn't pay attention to this because he doesn't have to.
No.
But now that he's doing the show, he is and does.
Right.
And he's like exasperated like everybody else.
He's like, this is ridiculous.
Like he's reacting, not the first time, but you know what I mean.
Sure, yeah.
We've been talking about this. I mean, we got blank sound for 5 years around here.
Like, just making, you know,
talking about this.
Yeah.
But he hasn't really had to care about it.
No.
And because now it's a topic that he would talk about, he would read about it, it would be in his consciousness, right?
Right, right.
Okay, he's paying attention to these sorts of things a lot more now. And he's like, what the bleep? Like everybody else is.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, we're organically seeing him recognize what us peasants recognize.
No, and his takes on Barnhart are interesting, too, because, like you said, like he just knows Mitch Barnhart from the Dan Issel standpoint of things, right?
Wait, hang on.
Uh-oh.
TJD's out tonight, Jack.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Texter says TJD's out tonight. I don't know. Am I being got?
Uh-oh.
We need to go. Where's Peegs? This is a big deal, Jack.
Yeah.
Is he injured?
He's out. I'm seeing it on Twitter.
Whoa!
Oh, boy.
Is it that hand again or is it something new?
I don't know. I haven't seen or heard anything about it. So this is
Oh, boy.
That's not good.
Well, is he on that pre-Thanksgiving walk Mike Woodson found out?
Yeah.
Like last year? Not TJD.
Texas says, hey, Jack, it's a Blaze joke.
Yes. I'm aware.
It's a Blaze joke.
Texas says, Livestock Louie.
Oh, no. Livestock Louie.
Listen, I want to do a video cast where Louie makes a bunch of vegetarian dishes and Issel eats them. And I'm going to be there with him.
He just makes faces.
He might like him. He might not like him. I don't know. It's up to him.
Do we tell him that it's all vegetarian food?
No, you just tell him what it is.
It's like, hey, Dan Issel, this is tofu and chickpeas. And then they'll let him eat it and react. That's actually a good idea.
Texas says we're going to get a Weird Wednesday. Yeah, do you have one?
I can do a Weird Wednesday.
You want to do one next segment?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I got a Weird Wednesday, absolutely.
No one wants to hear more U of L basketball
talk. Watched a series I think the Weird Wednesday people will like. On Netflix. It's good.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, what if your girlfriend is pregnant but you're meeting the parents for the first time at Thanksgiving?
Okay, so do they know she's pregnant?
That's a great follow-up. You answered a question with a question.
Well, that's the first thing that came to my mind is like, you know, do they know that she's pregnant or are we going in with, you know, some stories to tell, some news to break? Like, hey.
Some breaking news.
Your grandparents now.
Jack is so silent ever since the TJD news came out.
He's
horrified.
He is. I'd
be
horrified,
back
too.
Soreness.
Oh, big guys in the back. You know what they say.
Yep. Backs take a while,
big
man.
Big guys in the back.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. The only thing that can help a back is rest, Jack.
Who are they playing,
that's
Jack?
What they
Arkansas
they play
Little Rock. So, yeah
that's
okay,
why.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's why.
Don't play
play
him today. Yeah. Don't play him Friday. Have him ready for North Carolina.
There you go.
Yeah.
Take a page out of John Calipari's book.
Well, wow. But then Trace won't know the plays.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, he'll forget the plays. Exactly. He'll forget the plays.
He hasn't practiced. We play a totally different style when he's in the game.
Right.
Is Kentucky better without Oscar? We'll talk about it. He's so smug now.
Jack, he's so smug about basketball now. He's four games into the season. He's smug.
Yeah. He's an Indiana fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he is now.
It's been a while. They don't know how to do this.
No, they don't. But he's back.
He is back.
He's back. All right, let's take a break. One more segment to go. We'll get you into your long weekend. One more segment here, hanging out with you. It's The Take on this Wednesday on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Ethan, welcome to The Take yet again.
Here. I'm about to be on. They're talking about me.
Hold on, let me get in the car. Let me hear it. Hello?
And James Strebel.
Ethan, you're on right now,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, Ethan.
Oh, I'm on air right now?
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Oh, perfect.
Why did you think Tua was going to come back to school?
I thought Tua was going to come back to school because he's got more to prove. I think he's not going to be healthy for the combine. He's not going to be healthy for the next year. I don't think he's going to be able to really prove himself to the scouts, but I mean, I really just want him to come back to see what he's made of.
To see what he's made of.
Championship again
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Say it's Ethan Grossman signing off.
Ethan Grossman signing off.
All right, 5 o'clock hour reminder. Get out there, Cox's Beer Chops and Evergreen Liquors. Cox'sLouisville.com. They're delivering your neighborhood liquor store. They got them all over the place. Those, up to 4 or 5 Evergreen locations. Yeah. Great craft beer selection. You get out there for all those Bourbon Counties and everything and all the liquor. You want to go somewhere on Friday, big guy?
Yeah.
You get up early in the morning and, I don't know, go drink beer? That's what men do on Friday.
That's what men do on Black Friday?
That's what men are going to be doing on Friday.
Yeah, I don't hear me? I don't know.
You don't want to do that? You don't want to be a man? You don't know what it takes to be a man?
I have what it takes to be a
man. Leave the wife at home with the kids, okay?
I don't know. I like spending time with them.
You spend time with them all the time.
Yeah, I know, but that's...
Enough's enough.
That's the point.
Enough's enough. Do you want to hear Herschel Walker?
Yes, I do want to hear Herschel Walker, actually. Yes.
Jack, do you want to hear Herschel Walker?
Yes.
Thank you.
He sounds so exasperated.
Well, you know
that.
How I saw this?
How?
Vance Bedford retweeted it.
Vance Bedford? Wow, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Vance Underpants.
Now, is he pro Herschel Walker or is he?
I think he's anti Herschel Walker.
Okay, I think. Well, him tweeting this.
I think he's on the liberal side. I do. I believe that's the case with Vance.
So Vance Bedford,
I'm not totally sure. I believe he is.
Okay.
That's what I believe. All right, so give me a minute.
What did possible Senator Walker say?
He is sitting with Ted Cruz.
Oh no.
What's the spineless jellyfish? That guy.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham, yes. Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. So. And he is a spineless jellyfish.
So I called him one.
One day he likes.
So I didn't know his name. I only knew him as a jellyfish.
One day he likes Trump. The next day he doesn't. One day he likes Mitch McConnell. The next day he doesn't. Whatever way the wind blows him.
Cason Wallace just limped off the floor.
Oh, boy.
According to John Clay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. That's not good. Take
oh,
him out.
Oh, boy.
We're done with this.
We're seeing it right now, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. There it
is. Yeah, a little tweak.
That's not good.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
No, we have Jacob Toppin.
Why are we playing this game?
Yeah, you have Jacob Toppin.
Why is he in this late?
Don't worry, you have Jacob Toppin.
Yeah.
You're fine. Wait, why? He's your best guard. He's your only guard. I mean,
he's not the only guard.
I mean, he's one of them.
he's a guard on the team.
I mean, him and Wheeler, I mean, they only got two. You know?
Well, again, we'll see how the season goes.
Should have had Hersey Miller.
Should have had Fabio Basile.
Could have used Fabio Basile.
Yes.
The way that Fabio dribbles, Jack.
It's different. It's just different.
You don't get it. And quite frankly, Jack, you never will.
Only a trained eye. Yes.
Can tell about Hersey Miller.
Yes. Is he sure Case Wall slipped off the court because he's still there?
I don't know. We might be behind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We might be behind.
I was just reading the John Clay tweet.
Yeah, he's still.
Yeah, we're behind a little bit.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was happy.
Probably done for the year.
I was going to say, no, John Clay, you're John Nels.
You're a liar.
Crushed John Clay.
You're a liar.
Like Dan Issel. Like,
you're an evil man.
He's not evil. He just
you're an evil man. All right, let's do this. What are we going to play here? Oh, the Herschel Walker. Hang tight.
Yeah, right. a little Herschel.
Run Herschel, run.
Herschel Walker.
Well, first of all, this election is more than Herschel Walker. This election is about the people. And I said this. Well, first of all, this election is more than Herschel Walker. This election is about the people. And I said this. Well, first of all, this election is more than Herschel Walker. This election is about the people. And I said this.
Is it about the people?
The erection is about the people. It's a powerful one.
He could be Washington, D.C. How do you feel about that? Herschel Walker and Fetterman, who can't talk.
Fetterline?
No, Fetterman. You think of Kevin Federline.
My God, it's only 5:41. I mean, man, oh, man. We went to the Herschel Walker, and it's only 5:40. You're worried now about Kaysen Wallace, aren't you?
No, I'm not. He's sitting on the bench. He's fine.
Is he sitting on the bench?
Yeah, he's fine.
Is he good to go?
Yeah. He didn't have any break. No, he's sitting right there on the bench. He's okay. He's fine.
It's a good snort right into the
mic. Sorry, I know.
I appreciate that. Like, it's a good snort right into the mic.
Yeah.
All right, so 437-9680. Jack, let's play some sound here, big guy.
Louisville sound.
Yeah, I mean, we got callers, we got Ethan Moore,
Ethan,
we have
man.
Diener, we have Blank, I mean, we got Wildcat Steve yet again.
Again? He called him to a Louisville show?
I believe so.
He's all over our programming.
We answer the phone.
He called in college basketball tonight.
How about that, Wildcat?
Well, Jack knew that. Steve, great to hear from you, man. Welcome to college basketball tonight. Fire away.
Jack, you bum. Man, all these Louisville fans, they wanted to be Kentucky. They wanted Calipari. Now they have Calipari. Y'all might as well get used to it. It's not going to change. We've been listening to this stuff for 14 years. You might as well learn to love it. Y'all should have hired Mick Cronin.
You think so? Y'all should have hired Mick Cronin.
What a crappy Jack, that's the feces of sports radio. Right there.
Yeah.
Y'all should have hired Mick Cronin. Click. Like
that's the best thing about him.
Y'all should have hired Mick Cronin.
Not even Cronin, Crone.
Crone.
Y'all should have hired
Mick Cronin.
Mick Cronin.
Y'all should have hired Mick Cronin.
That's fantastic. All right, give me some callers. Give me some Ethan Moore from last night.
One word comes to mind, disgrace. Nobody was expecting it to be this bad. Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody even thought of it remotely being worse than last year's 13-19 disaster. Then Leanne Rimes lost happened. Then you lose to 3 mid-majors at home. Then you get embarrassed on national television. 38 points. You're not even averaging a point a minute. And you can't tell me that Louisville basketball is this bad. If they are, then God help us all, because this has been a disaster. Lack of fundamentals. Lack of in-game coaching adjustments. lack of maximum effort for 40 minutes. I mean, the most worrying thing, gentlemen, is what Coach Payne said in the postgame.
Yeah.
If he thinks the team played hard, like, what?
Yeah.
You're not going to lose by 32 points and score a total of 38 if you're playing hard. That you're just not going to do that. You can't tell me that there's that the talent level is that bad where you are that bad.
He's hurt.
I mean, he is hurt.
Well, you got to have patience, and you got to have to win or learn. Please, that mantra is done with. Throw it away. Five games into the season, I mean, what did you learn? And the last two learnings of the past two nights,
you learned guys aren't trying.
Learn to play hard, right? I mean, that's the thing. Like, what do we have patience for? Not recruiting. Not beating teams you're supposed to beat, not playing with maximum effort. I mean, what are you supposed to be patient for? Again, this has been five games in. It's been a disaster. You can't sugarcoat it. It's been horrendous. This program needs to do better. Play like you got.
Wow.
You know, you throw in a couple more performances like this. Take the Louisville off your chest, because they have not earned the right to have Louisville across their chest through five games.
How about that?
He says, take the Louisville off their chest.
Off their chest.
Go with just red jerseys.
Just
I actually think that's a good idea.
Just numbers. That's all I get. You need a little number. Because they took the names off the back of the jerseys. I did notice that.
Well, Indiana. Who did? Louisville?
Louisville. They don't have the names on the back of their jerseys. Yeah.
You know what? I did notice that.
Yeah.
Is that new, or is it just those jerseys?
I think they're going back to the 80s style.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I have to pay attention to that tonight. Indiana still doesn't have them,
right? They haven't had it ever.
That's pretentious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like Penn State when Bill O'Brien showed up, he put the names on the jerseys.
Yeah, which he should do.
Which he should have done. Then when he left, they immediately took them off.
Did they really?
Yep. Yep, they Bill O'Brien had it for the two seasons he was there, and then James Franklin took him off.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Put the name on the jersey.
Exactly. Let the
game. I don't know why. Why does Indiana do that?
Because it's about the name on the front, Andy.
I'm sure
it's about Bob Knight, and it's about Assembly Hall.
Texas says IU's done, Jack.
We can't even drive in the lane without losing the ball. He doesn't have an offense. He doesn't have a defense. He doesn't recruit. Our big man, he can't whisper to. I don't know what else to say. You cannot have this. We're getting beat by 40 on national TV. And now we. That's embarrassing. They're not even going to ever call us again. I wouldn't. No way.
Even when Kentucky was 9-16, they weren't getting beat.
I love that guy. God bless him. He's worried about Maui calling him back.
Getting the Maui call. Yeah, having Maui Jim.
Maui will never call us again.
Maui Jim will never want us back.
They'll never want us again.
They hired him before the tournament was even over. And I disagree with you totally when you say that we didn't have any money to get a coach. We are the University of Louisville, sir. We can get what we want when we want. Period.
No.
And we just ain't got no leadership down there right now. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Josh Hurd.
We got a president that says, go Cats, during the graduation. I mean, we're laughing stock.
A laughing stock.
Thank you, Scotty, for riping the ship. Thank you. Now, please just don't get beat by 40 this weekend is all we're asking. Show up this weekend. Go Cards.
He said ripen the ship, I think. Oh. I don't think he said riding the ship. I think he said ripen the ship.
What part of the last, like, 6 years has told you can get what you want?
Nothing. Not a thing. Not one of the
words. And you got what you want.
Yeah, everybody wanted Kenny Payne.
Yeah,
and before that, everybody wanted Chris Mack. Yes, exactly. You got what you wanted. Now, no one wanted Satterfield, but that's
a different story.
Texas says, I'm sorry. There can't be. He's going to win five. We're going to win five games, and he's coming back. Now, I don't know, and everybody can be mad all they want. It's unacceptable. He's not coming back. I don't know what we're going to do, but you cannot have this. we are the biggest embarrassment of college basketball right now. Period. We can't even score 40 points in a basketball game.
Can they keep it up?
That's I feel bad question. For
and
that
the
guy.
And the guys that are on the morning show, woo, man, I don't even know how they have a show anymore.
He said, hey, Jack, listen up, man. The Take has got the best sponsorship.
Yeah.
Liquor Bar and Studios. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're going to need Liquor Bar and Studios to watch Louisville basketball, man. They suck.
I know everything about that man.
Yeah.
I know everything about that man. Let me tell you something. We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
And we'll get to Weird Wednesday to end things.
Okay.
Maybe Romans would be battling people.
They
like,
are.
Like that,
yes.
That's the next maturation of this.
Yeah. That's
do you
that's
understand
evolution.
Me?
Yes.
That's
this.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the next evolution, the next step in this process.
Yeah.
I mean, like, get ready. I mean, you have that feeling, don't you?
Absolutely, yes.
There are going to be sides, and swords are going to be drawn.
Yeah, yeah, this isn't friendly anymore. Oh. Like, this whole situation has gone from, we're all in this together, the patience is there.
Unification.
We'll figure it out, to right. Now there's factions. And one side's winning right now.
And they're getting loud.
And they're getting more houses called, the more banners.
Yes, they are.
They're calling more banners to
yes,
their
they
cause.
Are.
And they're going in
house
their direction.
House of Grossman.
Yeah, House of Grossman.
House of Strebel.
The House of Rummage and the House of Mabin. You're losing Bannerman by the day. By the game. You're losing Bannerman by the game. By the end of the night, at 10 o'clock tonight, when that game's over, more Bannerman will be over on the House of Blankenbaker. And the
I
house
never
of,
thought
of
I'd
more.
Look up Kenny Payne's buyout in the
oh,
in slow down, slow down. I mean, I
a
did.
Little.
I looked it up. Off the brakes, just tap.
It's
$10
The Dieter, whoa. Slow down.
Texas says when TJZ comes back, will we know the plays? It's a good question.
Sid's physicality. Where have you seen that?
What physicality?
I mean, maybe practices are different than I see. And against this team, practices probably look a lot better. But, man, no. I mean, I haven't seen Sid be physical at all this year. And I'm sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Like, I really like Sidney Curry as a person. And I was excited about him.
What?
You know, but whatever happened between the end of last year and the start of this one has been a mess.
Yeah.
Texter says Louis Rebovine. Texas says, "Who's your season over?" Jack's deflated.
It's just one game against whoever.
Texas says, "Back soreness. TJD's done. Jack, LMAO.
He's gonna have that little waistband thing on. That little."
These are all coming from Strebel, Jack.
No, they're not. I promise. Yeah. I haven't said a word.
Strebel and UK fans.
I'm not texting that. Yeah. I promise I'm not.
I don't want him to be hurt, but you're going to get that, Jack. I don't want him to be hurt, but, you know,
it would,
if he is, you know, yeah, it wouldn't hurt me that much.
We'll see what Mike, what's his
really all right,
about.
We have 3 minutes here before
okay.
We get out.
Real quick. So I have a series recommendation on Netflix.
Okay.
It's called Ancient Apocalypse.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the name Graham Hancock?
Luke Hancock.
Okay, this is not Luke Hancock.
I've heard of Tommy Hancock. I don't know if I've heard of him.
He's a British journalist. And okay. So the first time I came across him, I read a book years ago called Fingerprints of the Gods. And at first I thought it was like an alien book, you know, how the aliens like constructed the pyramids and okay. stuff. But it's not. So his whole premise is that there was an ancient civilization that was wiped out. Like humanity's much older than we think it is. And so there's
okay.
all this evidence around it, like the have you heard of Göbekli Tepe?
No, I have not.
All right, so Göbekli Tepe is this it's this ancient site in Turkey.
Okay.
And it predates the pyramids, it predates Sumeria.
Wow.
It's far older than any of it. So
okay.
this is his thought process. So humanity's much older. Atlantis was a real thing.
Okay.
And we got wiped out before the end of the Ice Age by a catastrophic meteor strike.
An asteroid.
Yeah,
right.
yeah, yeah. So and there's, okay. he presents the evidence of these. And so what happened was the remnants of this ancient civilization, this advanced ancient civilization, they ran into the hunters and gatherers in the post Ice Age and taught them how to build and construct these megalithic structures. They taught them how to create ancient Sumer and taught them how to create ancient Egypt.
Okay.
And taught them how to create the ancient sites in Mexico and North America. There's Serpent Mound in Ohio. There, Indonesia. There's this big temple.
There were Bobby Petrino's at the Serpent Mound.
Yeah, the Serpent Mound.
Okay, so he's not there. Okay.
No, but there's this big ancient temple on top of this mountain in Indonesia, and it predates. Like I said, it predates the flood. So all these myths about the flood, like Noah and there's Mexican indigenous peoples about flood, like every ancient civilization has a flood myth. It's not just Christian or Hebrew.
Okay.
And so what his thing is it's like this flood myth happened because when these meteors or these asteroids hit the Earth, it caused climate change, it caused mass flooding, and there's evidence that our planet went through a very catastrophic period of time. And so that's what this entire series is about, that. And the book's really good. Fingerprints of the God. It's really, really good. And he goes back to these ancient maps, not ancient maps, but these maps by this Turkish navigator by the name of Piri Reis, where he was looking at older maps, and there was a coastline of Antarctica and a coastline of South America before people in that time period had crossed over to the, quote, New World and saw Antarctica before it even existed. So how is he able to map these things if it hadn't been mapped by, you know, at that time, modern navigators? Very interesting stuff, man. It's they're 30 minutes apiece.
Huh.
It's an 8-episode thing. They're very short to watch, but it's really interesting.
What's the name of it?
Ancient Apocalypse.
Ancient Apocalypse.
Ancient Apocalypse on Netflix.
Jack, you gonna give that one a try?
Probably not now, but no, yeah. Maybe.
If you like okay. Archaeology and things okay. like that, like his book Fingerprints of the Gods was written in 1995. I picked it up in like 2005. I was quick story. So I was, all right, I was on a date. This was before I met my wife. It was my former girlfriend.
Nice.
And we went to, like, a fashion show on 4th Street Live. Like, she's on the, like, fashion and stuff. And so, I don't know, she's, like, worked with, like, the media. And so we went to, like, this fashion show, like, in the middle of 4th Street Live.
You went to a fashion show.
I did. And there's a bookstore. I don't remember if there's books.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Yeah,
you're the bookstore.
Yeah, I remember when there was a bookstore.
And that's
there.
Where I found the book. I was looking for, like, weird stuff. And she, like, didn't know I was into weird stuff at that time, like aliens and stuff. I found that book. She's like, what's that about? And I was like, well, I don't know. It looks pretty cool. And then I read it. I was like, oh, this isn't aliens at all. It's about an ancient civilization. This is really interesting. So it's more plausible than the aliens built the pyramids.
So what about the? What about the fashion show?
I don't know. I don't know. It was just something that I was there for. I didn't really. She wanted to do it, so I went. I don't know what it was for. I don't know who the models were. I don't know if it was for like a brand. So she's like, we're going to a fashion show tonight, and that's where we went.
Texas says things went down for Sidney Curry ever since he played Pop a Shot with Blank.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah.
Really?
Or Patty Ice.
Oh,
Patty
no.
Ice is a curse. No doubt about it.
He left the town with the curse.
But, so we thought. I think he left some of the demon behind.
Let's say he left the town with the curse.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, he left it here, yes.
All right, let's get out of here. Bonus hour is coming up next. Louisville baseball, basketball coming up in 3 minutes on 93.9. Everyone have a good, safe weekend. Reminder, I should remind everybody, of course,
yes.
We'll be working on Friday. We'll get you ready for the Governor's Cup, all the coverage on Saturday. Have a good Turkey Day. Happy birthday, Jack. Be safe.
Happy birthday,
we'll see
Jack.
You guys
have
on
fun.
Friday.